Clark County School District students were supposed to go back to school in early August, but the pandemic changed that plan. Students did return to the classroom this week, but in-person learning is still in the future. WUGA's Gene Davis gives us this progress report on the first week of virtual school in the Clark County School District.
When she was a kid, Liza Larson had looked forward to getting her own locker in middle school. But on Tuesday morning, instead of decorating her locker or setting the combination amid a sea of tweenagers, Liza began her first day of sixth grade at home by logging on to Zoom. Even without a locker, though, she says it's been okay.
I mean, I was a little bit nervous just because, I mean, we've never done a Zoom school year and it's just new to everyone, but I'm feeling a little bit more confident after these first 2 days of school. It's not preferable, but it's gone okay for me so far.
The Clark County School District made the decision over the summer to start the year virtually and delayed the first day of school by a month to give teachers the time and resources to adapt their curriculum. While it's far from ideal, Interim Superintendent Dr. Zernona Thomas told the school board Thursday night that it's been overall successful.
As always, there are glitches and there, you know, are some situations that have not been ideal, but the feedback that we have received overwhelmingly has been positive. You know, they were using fun activities to help them connect. Let's vote about this. Let's talk about my socks. Let's talk about this. Just fun things to help the kids become comfortable with the digital platform.
Jill Buchanan is a second grade teacher at Whitehall Road Elementary, as well as a mother of two children, one of them also a second grader. Like Liza, she had a few anxieties about technical issues going into the school year.
I was nervous about not being able to help them because in the classroom, when they have a problem, I just lean over and say, okay, first click in here. But on the screen, I'm like, I don't know. Tell me what you see. And it's hard for them to tell me what they see. They're like, I see white and there's some blue letters. And I'm like, okay.
It's her 11th year teaching, and just from the first week, she says it's already been the most challenging. Teaching through a screen lacks the same connection she'd get from being with them in person. It can be difficult to keep a kid focused on instruction when they're in their bedroom, surrounded by their toys or books, or at their parents' workplace. She misses giving her students hugs in the mornings, but she also says the teachers are getting a lot of support.
I feel like our administration has been extremely supportive. They are trying to give us every kind of tool they can. And we've done a lot of trainings. Pretty much if they find something that they think we might need, they're like, here, try this or read about this, learn about this. On Fridays, we're going to do half a day with the students so that we can do professional learning the other half of the day.
This sentiment was echoed by Liza.
You can definitely tell that they've been working for 6 weeks on the curriculum and all the Zoom and that kind of thing. So I think they're doing a really great job, but...
Liza's mom, Ashley Larson, chimed in too.
I can't speak for the whole district, but I can speak for Clark Middle. And they are really, the principal there, the assistant principal, all the interactions we've had up until this point with orientation and over-communicative. I mean, they're trying hard.
There are concerns about the emotional health of students. For most kids, seeing their classmates in a small box on a screen is all the peer interaction they'll have that day. And for younger kids, frustrations with technology only compound with schoolwork difficulties, social isolation, and day-to-day stressors.
My son gets really stressed out about when he's trying to do something virtually and he can't figure it out. It seems like his anxiety is triggered much more easily lately. And I think it's just because, like, he's in limbo. He's ready to be at school, but he's not at school. He sees his friends, but he doesn't really see his friends. He has work to do, but it's weird in a different way, you know. He'll cry easier than normal, and, you know, more than like before.
Buchanan says that at Whitehead Road Elementary, the administration has been encouraging about adjusting the curriculum to include more social-emotional learning content.
We start the day like reading books about being supportive of each other and showing empathy and handling our feelings. Then we have morning meeting and we do more of that. We just do a lot of SEL work is what we call it. Just trying to get them comfortable, making sure that everybody has what they need.
There are worries, of course, about the long-term effects this will have if the students don't get back in the classroom this year. But for now, everyone seems to be making do.
I think it's good now, even though it's not in person, like just, it's sad, but even just getting to see her peers' faces and any little thing. I'm really proud of my girl, but that's per usual.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Jean Davis.